This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome lords, welcome ladies to Throne Zone episode 6. I am Dazzy along with the Phoenix and the Butcher. Last week we saw an epic showdown between fire-breathing dragon and flammable humans. This week there was so much going on and we've only got two episodes left, so let's get straight into it. Phoenix, were you relieved to see Bronn pull Jaime out of the river after last week's cliffhanger?
I kind of knew it was going to happen. But yeah, I think Jamie's got a little bit more to do before he dies.
Oh yeah, I say a cliffhanger, I don't think any of us actually thought he was going to die.
Nah, we knew he was going to survive it.
And fair play to Bronn, though, dragging him through all that water with that heavy armour on.
Fucking hell of a swim, wasn't he?
Yeah, hell of a swim, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bronn's got the fact that they held their breath for that long.
And then just, listen here, you cunt.
No one gets to kill you but me.
I love you.
Just instantly, he's redeemed himself.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people weren't happy with him. Like him as a person, like the person who plays him. A lot of people weren't happy with him because he like, tried to kill the dragon last week.
Yeah, Jerome Flynn's postman won't speak to him anymore.
Yeah.
He should be more amazed that the postman even turns up.
I don't think he actually cares.
Nah.
No.
I think he just when he opens the door and he receives a parcel, he says, "Hello, you cunts.
Welcome to me castle." But then we quickly switched to Daenerys, who said in the same sentence, "I'm not here to murder anyone. But if you don't join me, I'm going to kill you." Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, she did.
She bloody did, no. Well, technically she didn't. Drogon did.
That was brutal. That was brutal.
She ordered Drogon to kill him.
Yeah, she did. I mean, you can see Tyrion's conscience struggling with it.
It was like, she's got all them like soldiers. Take a knee. And you will live.
Mm.
Do not, and you shall die.
But I'm not here to kill anyone.
Did you see how quickly they took the knee after Drogon let out a huge roar?
It was fucking fantastic.
Men
should have. But it was how she said it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
You know?
It was cold.
Are you gonna cut their heads off?
No.
You said you were gonna kill them.
Yeah.
I didn't say how. And Tyrion just looks over his shoulder and goes, "Oh, fucking hell."
As Bronn said last week, men shit themselves when they die. They also shit themselves when a dragon roars at them.
Did you see Jaime's face when, you know, like last week, and then all the Unsullied coming over the hill, and then
Dothraki.
Just hear Drogon's roar?
Yeah.
Dothraki.
He wasn't too fussed about a Dothraki. He's like, "We can hold them." Rawr. Yeah. Oh, shit. And Bronn just like, "The fuck you just say?" But obviously it's getting more complicated now if Daenerys is the right person to take the throne or if she's turning into the Mad Queen.
Oh, yes. Yes. She started to lose the plot a bit, and she.
Yeah, well, she got pissed off when she lost the Dornish and everything, and now she's just snapped.
She was losing everything, and she just said, fuck this, I'll become one of them. And
yeah, she is brutal, but then, every time she sees John, she goes all warm and fluffy.
I said it weeks ago, I'm telling you. He's going to go back home, and Bran's going to say to him, I got something to tell you, John.
Yeah.
Hang on, it can wait. No, it really can't. Listen, John, I see things. I've seen it. I know what you've done. I know what you've done, John. And to be honest with you, I'm not one to pry, and I'm a bit young to be, seeing these things. But she's your auntie. Fuck off. She's not. No, she is.
And Brandy
would have got something. Apparently she would have got some inclination after Drogon ran up to him, and instead of frying him alive,
she wet her pants when she saw Drogon getting petted by Jon.
I was angry. I was. Bloody hell!
Her legs were wide open at that moment. I love Bran. Will just say, to be honest, I think Sansa's sex tape was better than yours, Jon. You dirty little bastard. We saw Jorah return as well. He bloody made it there quick. Yeah. I don't even know how he found out that she was in Dragonstone.
Yeah, this week's episode pissed me off a bit, to be honest with you.
I mean, there was a lot of... It's been a fast-paced season, but this week's was very fast.
There was just multiple issues with it where I was just like, fucking hell, you know what I mean? They almost could have done with an extra fucking two or three episodes.
Yeah, we were skipping to fill these gaps
in.
Either cut two or three episodes or make the episodes longer.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's medieval times-ish, isn't it? And every medieval game I've ever played has got quick travel.
Yeah,
just skip destinations.
Fast track. Can't be asked walking. That's just fast travel.
Like in Fable, instead of like going through forests and getting your strength up, you just bloody teleport wherever you need to go.
Yeah, everyone in Game of Thrones can teleport this season. It's not just Varys.
Yeah, they don't have conflict in the travels with other people anymore. And...
Yeah. But speaking of Varys, it's the first time I've seen him actually that worried about Daenerys' actions this week when he had that little chat with Tyrion. And Tyrion's just getting pissed as he does, necking back the wine.
But I think you noticed how Tyrion's over the previous seasons, Tyrion's drinking has been reduced.
Yes.
You haven't really seen him with a glass of wine. You know what I mean? He's almost reformed, no stress. Mm. All of a sudden, there's a shit ton of freaking death and freaking dragons, and Tyrion's at the bottle again. I can't take it. I just can't take it.
Tyrion's relapsed.
Yes, it is.
I travelled in a barrel. I didn't drink. Back on Dragonstone, she's burning people. I'm hitting the bottle again.
More wine! More wine!
He wasn't even drinking that much when they were in Essos, was he?
No, he didn't. Well, he was too busy trying to not get killed.
Yeah. Tyrion used to be like a satisfied man.
Yeah.
He used to have women all around him. He needs a good banging, he does. That's what he needs.
He was banging a prophecy for a couple of seasons, wasn't he, Chris?
Yeah, since he killed her, I haven't seen him actually bed anyone. I mean, you can't have Miss Andy because, well, she's experienced Grey Worm's worm, or non-existent worm.
Yes.
Were you surprised to see Tyrion and Jaime this week?
Do you know what? That was my favourite bit of the whole thing. Just was the fact that when he says, I told you, if I saw your face again, you know what I mean? I'd cut you up. Well, you're going to have to change your sword.
Yeah.
That's a
training sword. You can't kill me with that.
But it was just like, you actually see it's one of the first times you've seen Jamie, and you can just see he's thinking a lot now. Do you know what I mean? And I think the main thing is the fact that the Lannisters don't know or haven't even considered the real threat that's coming.
No, well, they don't believe in it. They're
obsessed with, you know, Daenerys. Mm. You know, and taking out freaking three dragons. But you know what I mean? It's one of these. I still don't know what's gonna fucking happen.
The funny thing is, Tyrion and Jaime are on opposite sides of a war, and Jaime actually probably wanted to kill Tyrion, or some part of him did. But their reunion was less awkward than Sansa and Arya's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it was. Sandra and Arya. I've got a few theories on this. It played up this week, and I was just like, oh god, I really hope not.
Well, we'll get into that. Let's just stick with the Lannisters for a minute, because Cersei, I don't know if she's bluffing or not. We know what women are like sometimes. Apparently, she's pregnant again.
That confused me.
I tell you what, I bet you it's not Jaime's. It's the mountains.
that confused me that day, because it's not really the prophecy. It's not, because the prophecy said that she'd only live, but that she'd outlive her three children.
Exactly.
There's nothing about a four.
Which is why so she's either lying or she's not going to give birth.
Or Jaime will kill her before she gives birth.
Yeah, that was my initial reaction. She won't make it all full term. I mean, for starters, she's not going to make it 9 months with White Walkers marching on King's Landing. Or with three dragons trying to burn them down.
She doesn't believe in the Walkers yet, does she?
No, well, she's got two massive threats with the White Walkers and Daenerys and the dragons, so there's no way she's going to go full term for 9 months and carry that baby.
Yeah. No.
If there is a baby. Could just be saying it to keep Jaime on the sweet side.
And who's is he? That'd be a rape baby, wouldn't it? It would be Jaime's. Unless we've seen the fast travel thing, and Euron's just had his wicked way, and all of a sudden she's 6 months freaking pregnant.
Funniest thing I heard was Julian Glover, who played the Grand Maester in the first six seasons. It was on Thronecast. He said the funniest thing that I never realised. I don't understand how he's got her pregnant, because I've only ever seen her go down on him. Very good point.
Yeah. Yes.
It could be Qyburn's. He's always creeping around, isn't he?
I say my bets are on the mountain.
I can only imagine how that'd work, though. I mean, he is a zombie. Can he even get it up?
I don't know. And I know Cersei's into a lot of things.
Maybe the whatever Qyburn injected him with contained Viagra. The mountain's got a constant hard on. That's why his armor's so big to accommodate for it.
Yeah.
But still in King's Landing, we saw Gendry finally start rowing this week. He's changed a lot, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He's
proper bulked up. Yeah. I love that. Just look at that bit where Davos is basically, you know, paying off the guards.
Yes.
And you can just... I tell you, them eyes when he was just staring at them guards. And then he's looking at the hammer. And he's staring. He's looking at the hammer. He's staring. And Davos goes, What have we got in the boat? Aye.
Fermented crab.
Lamented crab.
Gives you a hard on.
Gives you a hard on. You might have to watch. It might blow a hole in your chain mail.
Yeah. I love Davos so much. No weapons, Davos friends.
No, I like Davos.
I told you, Clove. Clove. What a name. I love Tyrion's reaction as well when he walks past
the guards.
Just
the bit when Tyrion walks down. He's like, quick little legs, walk faster.
Oh, you dwarf. Oh, shit. And then he had an even better reaction when Gendry smashed the shit out of the guards with a hammer. He's like, oh, this is Gendry.
Oh,
right, he'll do. This is Gendry. He'll do. Yeah, he swung that hammer fucking beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
The guard's face, I don't know what looked worse, the guard's face or Oberyn's face after the mountain.
Oh. I still got to go with Oberyn.
He smashed one guard in the face and then he hit the other one before he had a chance to react.
Yeah, well, one looked like a smashed pumpkin, the other looked like minced beef.
Mm.
All covered in tomato sauce.
All covered in tomato sauce.
Yeah. Right, so Gendry now is gone up to Dragonstone with Davos. Davos like, right, this is your name. Don't say anything about your dad. Right, hello, John. I'm Gendry. I'm Robert's son. Just told you not to say that.
He just spelled it a bit when he's on about travelling, and he's like, I'll come here. I'll come here.
Yeah.
Can you fight? Can you use your sword? No.
Can swing a hammer, though.
But he's good with an hammer. Yeah,
I don't know if you noticed the exchange between Gendry and John was a bit similar to Robert and Ned's first meeting in season 1.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, you've gone fat. You're a bit leaner. You're shorter.
Yeah. When they start conversing with stories, it was stories about our dads.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow. Mostly. It's like every character, though, isn't it? Every character has grown up.
Yeah. Apart from Tyrion, obviously.
Yeah. Poor Pucker. Poor Pucker. Tyrion just looks drawn.
He is looking exhausted.
These fucking steps are killing me!
Oh, God.
That's why they have to do fast travelling, isn't it?
But yeah, that's exactly why. He's
walking. They have to fast travel for Tyrion. About pre-production, right? We got this is Dragonstone. These are all the steps. Fuck this! Can we invent fast travel for this season?
Yeah.
I also want a bottle of wine again. That's pretty much all the North covered. We had the Citadel, and something pretty important happened in the Citadel. Actually, Sam wasn't listened to again. And then Gilly wasn't listened to as she dropped a fucking massive bomb. Which, it was very subtle. And if you weren't paying attention, you probably wouldn't have noticed it was a major plot detail. That she found out Prince Rhaegar got a divorce and then married someone else in Dorne. Which means, if he did marry Lyanna Stark, Jon Snow's not a bastard.
Mm.
Shit.
He's a legitimate Targaryen, which means he's... I suppose he's the rightful heir to the throne.
Exactly. Now, you see, it's kind of one of these things. I put something I was in the Game of Thrones discussion groups the other day, and I got shut down for it. My theories. Right? And I was like, Sansa have Jon killed. What if that was to happen? Right? And if you think about it, that plot alone... He would no longer be her brother, would he?
No, he's a cousin.
But if he's all, but if he's king of the North, and he'd also be a Targaryen, that would mean the Targaryens had the North.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, I was thinking, Michelle's thinking, she would have a reason to fucking want him killed, wouldn't she? That's her family's fucking up, but it's not her family's home, it's John's.
Well, yes.
He's got Auntie, and then there's John. They would potentially own half of the map.
Yeah, exactly. She would want to keep Winterfell in the hands of the Starks, but technically he is still half Stark.
Yeah.
I suppose he could...
it's not all playing out for me.
I don't know.
See, it's not all playing out for me. There's something not right.
And especially after this week, I don't fully trust Sansa.
That was Arya even said to her. Arya had that conversation with her, and she basically said, "You didn't protect John."
Basically, you know what I mean? Kissed everyone's ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Her true colours are shining through.
Well, we will talk a little bit more about Arya in just a minute. We're going to go to our first break now. We'll be right back to discuss Creeping in the Shadows at Winterfell.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast. Every Sunday, bringing you 100% news, 100% banter. We give you no less than 100% every week. Interviewing the best and up-and-coming wrestling talent there is in the world.
Hi, this is Ring of Honor superstar Adam Cole.
Hey guys, this is Justin Rosero from the Place to Be Podcast.
This is the People's Princess, Nadia Sapphire.
Hi, this is Rob Schamberger.
This is Shiloh Jones.
Hi, wrestling fans. This is the Alpha Female.
Hey, guys. This is Jay Tuck, formerly known as WWE's Tyler Rex.
Hello, pro wrestling fans. This is pro wrestler The Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast. Keep doing it, or else, trust me.
Welcome back to Throne Zone Episode 6. We're looking back on the past week's episode, which was, of course, Eastwatch. When we left you, we just started talking about Arya and Sansa's rocky relationship this week. And another rocky relationship. Well, there's no relationship there, but anyone who comes into contact with Littlefinger is rocky, because he's a creepy little bastard. Mm. He's CLB. There's two possible scenarios here. Either one of them's outplaying the other, and he can't quite decide which one. Because you can't... Well, you know Littlefinger knew he was being watched, but you don't quite know if Arya knew that he knew he was being watched.
For the first time this week, you hit on a theory a couple of weeks ago. And I was thinking, you all said, no, Arya can't be the waif. Mm. And then I was thinking, is Littlefinger the waif?
Ooh.
I was thinking, is Littlefinger the waif? Because we've seen eye contact. Yeah?
Yeah.
But we've not seen anything verbal between the two. And the reason we wouldn't see it, hear anything verbal, is because would the waif know of any, you know what I mean, the going-ons of Littlefinger and Arya? Do you know what I mean? I don't. It's just one of them theories that I had. I was thinking,
that would be go
back to
theory.
go back previous episodes, and you hear the waif asking about Arya's list. So she wanted to know of main things on the list. Yeah, Littlefinger is on that list. Do you know what I mean? As well as obviously the Lannisters and everyone else. But we're yet to have that final face-off. All we've seen was the waif stab Arya, Arya jump off the bridge, and that was it. Well,
They had the chase, and then she found her in that dark room, and Arya just cut the candle. But we didn't actually see her kill her. All we saw was a face on the wall.
I was thinking, didn't Arya put the waif's face on the wall, and then she went back to, then she went to the twins to... But one face broke.
She did, but who's to say that's the waif's real face?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
We even saw...
That's exactly...
What's his name? Jaqen H'ghar wear several different faces when Arya thought she killed him. And it turned out to be an old woman.
Mm. Yeah. It's just the way I was looking at it. And I was just like... Littlefinger would be shitting himself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like Littlefinger is shitting himself. You know, he's a conniving person. You know what I mean? He likes to twist things and manipulate, and he's very good at it. But he doesn't look like Littlefinger.
The only thing I could question would be...
This is the waif. What's happened to Littlefinger then? If this is the waif then?
Well, if it is, she'd have killed him.
But he's dead.
The only thing I can wonder is, how would she know about the dagger and giving it to Bran?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only one of the things I came across. I was thinking, I want it to be true. But there's this bit, you know. But what was that message? Did you try and read it?
Yes, it was.
I did try and read it.
It was a scroll that Cersei forced Sansa to write in season one, just after Ned had been arrested. It was basically Sansa being forced to ask Robb to come to King's Landing and bend the knee to Joffrey. And she pretty, well, she, it was said under duress, but she pretty much admitted that Ned was a traitor.
Yeah.
So the only question is whether Harry is going to take it that way, or if she's just going to think Sansa was a treacherous little bitch.
Well, you see, this is basically the theory, one of the theories that I had was about, you know what I mean, Sansa, Arya actually killing Sansa. She always said when she was a child.
Littlefinger had it because there's copies of every scroll sent to Winterfell, and he managed to get his hands on it from that woman he was talking to.
He won with it.
He's trying to drive a wedge between them. He thinks if Arya reads that, she's going to turn on Sansa, because she feels, by reading that Sansa turned on Ned and on Robb.
Which is why he basically knew she was going to go for it.
Yeah, it was all set up.
Then he must have known that Arya would go and try and confront her about it, possibly maybe kill her, and yet he's basically trying to shag Littlefinger, is basically trying to shag Sansa. So it makes no sense. I'm just trying to make sense.
See, it's just like you've got to remember as well that Arya is no longer, well, she's human, but she's got no feelings anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's just it's just the way she is. To Sansa wants Arya to be her little sister again, but Arya's all grown up and had to fend for herself, thinking all her family was dead. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I really don't think Arya would have a problem freaking sticking a knife in Sansa.
Well, they never got along in the first place, did they?
No, exactly. Well, she said as a child in season one, didn't she?
Yeah.
About wanting to kill Sansa, you know? And then, you've got to remember this. As much as Sansa was obviously forced by Cersei into all these, you know, the marriage with Joffrey and... You know, she spoke of her love for Joffrey and wanting his children, things like that. So straight away, you've got to think, she started the whole turn of events, you know, by wanting to marry into royalty and stuff like that. And then you've got to think, Arya witnessed the death of her father, the beheading.
Yeah.
There's one tick, you know, tick on the box for her wanting to kill Sansa, and there's plenty more. But this... The fact that she's found that scroll would be, you'd think it'd be the final nail in the coffin. I don't think it's going to happen yet. And it might not happen at all, and it might just be one of those stupid theories. But I like my theories.
The best case scenario is Arya sees what Littlefinger's trying to do and just kills him anyway. Worst case scenario, she believes it and kills her sister.
And then kills Littlefinger.
And then kills Littlefinger.
Then say that happens while Jon's away on the other side of the wall or in King's Landing or wherever. And Arya's going to have to take over Winterfell.
Yeah,
good job. It'll be either Arya or Bran.
Yeah, Arya.
She'd say, first thing on the agenda. We need some better fucking guards.
Yeah. Second thing on the agenda, we need pie. I know how to make pies. I can make pies. With little fingers. I think we were robbed of two reunions this week, though, when John got the raven from Bran. So he knows that Arya and Bran are still alive, but he didn't get to come face to face with them to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking forward to that reunion. Well, maybe not Bran, because he's weird now.
He's fucking weird, isn't he?
He's very weird now. He's like a moody, emo teenager. But then, of course, technically, he's not Bran anymore. He's a three-eyed raven.
It's a weird one, isn't it? You will never walk again, but you will fly.
And, yeah, he did. As we saw this week, he walked into a flock of ravens.
Shit himself there, no, didn't he? Yeah. With the end product, he soon shat his pants. Well, fucking hell.
He does shit himself when a Night King looks at him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Which brings me to the theory that I read this week. Now, I'm not sure how much I invest in it, because it's quite far-fetched, to be honest, but the theory was that Bran walks into the man that's going to become the White Walker.
Oh!
To prevent the White Walkers from being created, but he fails, and then effectively gets trapped as the Night King.
Don't know.
It's a stretch, that one, isn't it?
See, I heard he wore. I read something about walking into a dragon.
I believe that more.
Yeah, that's basically what I read was the dragon. I had read your theory as well. That you know what I mean? And I was a bit. It would have no purpose. It's just like a battle of mind, is it? Wouldn't it? You know what I mean? And obviously, Bran, obviously, you know, is one of the. He's been fucked around by that cult fucking Children of the Forest, isn't he?
Yeah, who actually created the White Walkers.
Who created the original White Walker. Which actually then makes you think the White Walkers ain't all that bad. The actual bad ones.
Were the Children of the Forest, but they only created the White Walkers to defend themselves against men.
To defend themselves, yeah. Exactly.
It's just a vicious cycle, really.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see Bran walk into an animal, though, because we haven't seen him walk really into anyone to fight for a long time.
Well, we used to see
Ghost.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Not
yeah,
Summer.
The,
Ghost.
One,
Summer.
One,
yeah.
Yeah, one of the wolves. Yeah.
Yeah, he walked into Summer once.
Yeah. I see, but there's a few things floating around, isn't there, Rick, about where, well, we mentioned it fucking weeks and weeks and weeks ago. About the extra dragon.
Yes. Well, there is a long time theory that there's a nice dragon dormant inside the wall.
Inside the wall.
Inside the wall. Just not by the wall. Inside the wall.
Inside the wall. And that is why they're going to the wall.
Yes, to head off the Army of the Dead, who are marching on Eastwatch, which is right at the end of the wall, that dips into the sea.
I was a bit confused, like, why was the Hound and all them up the wall as well?
Well, we saw it in the first episode of this season, when the Hound looked into the fire, we saw the Night King and the army marching on the wall. So he's obviously gone up to the first castle they could reach with Foros and Beric. And there we go, now we've got the North Rangers heading out to capture
the wife. Isn't it? It's amazing. I just think it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Is that the Expendables?
Good and evil
Game
unites. Exactly. Yes, the Expendables.
Oh, and John doesn't know that.
I watched it.
Practically kidnapped Arya as well, does he?
Have you seen that meme going around that someone's done a video of you know, Friends, the series?
Yeah, cunt.
Cunts.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's fucking brilliant. It's funny, man.
It's Pumps. A funny thing with this team, though, because they've all got beef with each other.
Yeah.
Gendry's got massive beef with Foros and Beric.
Yeah, they kidnapped
him.
I
did like the Queen spin-off the Game of Thrones thing that they made as well.
The Bohemian Rhapsody of Game of Thrones we saw this week. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Tormund's got beef with Jorah as well, after finding out he's a Mormont. You're a fucking Mormont.
Mm-hmm.
Same as that last commander.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tormund as well. When John arrived, how many you brought? Not enough. What about the big woman?
Not enough. The big woman. Oh, Brienne.
I don't want to fight. I just want to fuck.
Just want to fuck. I don't know. It's getting a bit too much for me now. It's kind of like, It's setting up for that final. You know what I mean? You'd swear this is the final season, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, the next episode is the penultimate episode of the season, so we've got two left. And usually something massive happens.
71 minutes, the next episode, isn't it?
Awesome.
Well, yeah, congratulations, HBO Spain, you wankers.
Oh, who needs hackers when you're as incompetent as fucking HBO?
Absolutely fucking ridiculous. I mean, do you know what I mean? But it's like someone else said, you know what I mean? If they've got the if they had access to the fight to these the final three, they've got the final one.
Yeah.
They have it.
They must do.
Do you know what I mean? They do have it.
HBO should just say now, right, no other channel in the world is getting the finale. We're broadcasting it. Everyone else can catch up. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I wonder if it, is it Manuel running HBO Spain or something? Fucking rang up. you've leaked an episode a week early. ¿Qué? Okay. I am from Barcelona. Fucking hell. So we're expecting a massive fight next week then between
it's gonna be
the
awesome.
North Rangers and the Army of the Dead.
Who dies first? You decide.
I've got a feeling. I don't want to be right, but I've got a feeling Gendry dies.
Sad.
All only because I saw the Hound using his hammer in the teaser for the next episode. It was really quick. I just thought, why would the Hound have his hammer? Unless he just got knocked down and the Hound picked it up, and fair enough, but someone's got to die next week.
Don't think it will be the Hound or Tormund.
Better frickin' hadn't be.
No, the Hound can't die. He's still got to have to fight with a mountain.
Yeah, she's got him, man. It's set in stone. I said so. And he's got to have that fight. He's got to have that face-off with Arya.
Yeah.
Because you've got to remember, the Hound was on the list.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Oh. And obviously, his fight with Brienne, where she left him half for dead. And then Arya walked off and left him.
Do you know what line they completely missed a chance to use this week? When they introduced the Hound to Jon, and Davos could have said, this is Jon Snow, he's king in the north, and the Hound could have once again said, fuck the king.
Fuck the king.
what they could have done is... you know, Tormund's got this thing for Brienne, and then Brienne, you know, he could have had Tormund, like, winding the Hound up about getting beat up by Brienne since he wants to give her the D and all, you know. That'd have been kind of funny.
Speaking of Jon, I completely forgot to say, when Jorah came back, it must have been going through his mind, right, Dario Naharis has gone, a few other men have died, I'm cured, what's my chances? This is Jon Snow. Oh, for fuck's sake. He's the embodiment of the friend zone.
It's like, I can't win, can I? I can't win.
Poor guy.
I get that bloody scale taken off me.
What the fuck have I got to do?
I mean, all I want's a bit of earth. And I got three dragons between us in the bed. And now freaking Jon Snow.
He did give him a look as well, didn't he? Like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I get when Tyrion was talking to him.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like a happily ever after type of thing. Like, will they, won't they type of thing towards the end.
I don't think so. I think Jorah is destined to be cock-blocked forever.
He's gonna die. He'll die saving Daenerys. That's exactly how he'll die.
Well, he's attempted it a few times, isn't he?
And what'll actually happen is she will basically give him his final kiss just as he's dying, and he'd be like, oh, fucking hell. I knew this was a bad idea.
The thing is with Jory, if people underestimate him, he is a freaking good fighter.
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Like, he demolished people in that the fighting pit, didn't he, in Marine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a fighter.
He didn't even have that much armour, I don't think.
No, he doesn't wear that much armour. Same as Bronn, really. Bronn didn't wear any armour. But Bronn's a dirty fighter. Like, go back to that first scene we saw him in, when he killed in that...
Yeah.
What was it called? Trial by Combat. He's like, you fight with no honour. No, he did.
But he did.
Imagine it, though, when you go back, you go back through every character, and there's been... I know it's only a TV programme. There's some proper hard bastards in it, isn't
there? Oh, there is. They gotta be.
Do you know what I mean? It's some proper freaking hard bastards. You know what I mean? I just don't want anyone to die now. You go through the motions, and you're like, don't like him. Yeah. Want someone to cut his head off. And now you're at the point, and you're just like, can we not just finish it with an happy ever after or a Wayne's World ending?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want any more death now, because it's just, you're coming down to the nitty gritty, and you know shit's going to go down, and there's going to be a lot of blood, there's going to be a lot of death.
Yeah. John must have been thinking that when he got trapped under all those bodies in the Battle of the Bastards. Right, fuck this, let's do the Scooby-Doo ending.
It's
and we've gone on the flip side now with Daenerys. We're actually starting to not like her now because she's gone all cray cray.
Oh, I can't not ever not like her.
Oh yes.
I got one hand in my pockets.
There's still more pros and cons, but she is acting a little like a bit of an asshole now.
She's scared. She's scared. The reality is, the one thing she didn't believe in is now very, very true.
Mm. Well, also that, and she's probably frustrated because she wanted to fight this clean. She had all these allies, and then just very quickly they all got cut down. And she was left with, like, right, I'm just going to have to use my dragons then.
It was like Jamie having that conversation with Cersei, wasn't it?
Mm. We do definitely need more episodes because we've now gone two episodes without seeing the Unsullied. They're still stuck on that rock having a barbecue or something.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And freaking God knows what the mountain's doing to that woman.
Mm. I mean, poor Grey Worm, he's just had his first taste of the fairy cup and now he's stuck on a rock.
Poor lad. Poor lad.
It's bad enough he's got no cock to play with. Actually, none of them have the Unsullied. I wonder what the hell they're doing with their time on Castle Rock. It must be so frustrating.
Who liked Sam's rant?
Oh, yeah. Sam grew some balls this week. Right, you're not listening to me, fuck you. I'm off. I'm stealing your books and I'm off.
I'm stealing your books. Got some balls, that lad. He's grown.
Sam looked at the Archmaester and just thought, I still haven't forgiven you for what you did to Delboy. I'm off.
Delboy.
Or Detective Slater.
Yeah, Slater.
Bullshit of the yard.
Brilliant.
So, as we said, next week it's the face-off between the Army of the Dead and the North Rangers. That's what I'm calling them anyway. I'm trademarking and copyrighting that. They're the North Rangers.
I want to see a meme of the Power Rangers theme tune.
Yes. Someone, anybody listening.
With them all fighting, man. And it just needs to happen.
Anybody listening, you need to make that.
Go, go, Power Rangers. And then when you're like, you know, when you're like, you get the Megazord scene, you'll see a dragon.
Yeah. Well, there was a dragon zord.
That's what I mean. It's superb. It's there. Why are we telling people to do this?
Why is it taking seven seasons for us to think of it?
Oh my God! Why are we saying this? This has money written all over it. This is like a million views.
When it gets to Tormund's character screen, it needs to say his name on one side of the screen and show him fighting. Then on the other side of the screen, it just needs to see him looking at Brienne.
Yes. It would be Rita Repulsa. It'd have to be Cersei, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, of course. I guess that makes Jaime Lord Zedd.
Who would be? Yeah, Lord Zedd, Jaime.
Oh no, the Night King. Night King can be Lord Zedd. Jaime can be Goldar. He wears gold armor anyway. Tyrion can be Alpha 5.
Who would be Zordon? Who's going to be Zordon?
Archmaester.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow's a White Ranger.
No, Varys. Varys could be Zordon.
Yeah, you got the bald head. Perfect.
I said, Rangers!
Well, it wouldn't be that deep. He's on a eunuch.
Yes, Jon Snow's got to be. Jon Snow's got to be the White Ranger, isn't he?
Well, yeah, it's in his name.
Green Ranger, whatever. Got to be.
And he's got the man bun like the old Tommy had.
I see.
We come up with a whole new. Usually, every week here, we completely destroy the plot for the upcoming episodes. This week, we come up with a whole new show. They are thinking of Game of Thrones spin-offs. Eh? Yeah. HBO, I'm looking at you.
The North Power Rangers.
You heard it here first. The mighty Worgen North Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to follow us and like us. You can find my bannermen on social media. They are The Phoenix, and he is at...
ThePhoenix626.
And also The Butcher is at...
You can find me at 69Butcher.
And North of the Wall. And you can find me at DazzyBrand and at DazzyMWP. You can, of course, send us a raven at ThroneZoneUK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/ThroneZone. Don't forget, we're not just Game of Thrones fans. If you also like wrestling, be sure to check out the brand new Championship Max Wrestling Podcast Special, Promo Slam 2, tomorrow on Facebook.com/MaxWrestlingUK and also on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes. And, of course, we will be predicting NXT TakeOver and SummerSlam. And our Max Wrestling brother, Mike Larkin, defends his Knowledge Championship. For further info on that, go to MaxWrestling.wix.com/MaxWrestling. We'll be back next week to look back on episode 6 of season 7. HBO Spain, we haven't seen it yet, fuck you. Which is titled Beyond the Wall, if you couldn't figure that out. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Bend the knee.
Death is the enemy. The first enemy. And the last. The enemy always wins. And we still need to fight him.
You're scared, aren't you? What are you scared of?